It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good Saturday evening to you. We are at Nicholas County High School up here in Carlisle, Kentucky. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We're going to bring you high school boys action this evening as the George Rogers Clark Cardinals put their 3-0 record on the line and travel up here to play Nicholas County, the Blue Jackets, with a record of 2-2. We had a JV game that just transpired earlier, and GRC was able to pick up a win there by 23 points in that JV game. So the beat goes on, so to speak, Bobby, for the GRC Cardinals. They're off to a 3-0 start. They're playing Nicholas County. This is a small school as far as Class A, but they've got big players, and it's very popular here. They've got plenty of guys on the roster.
Plenty of players on the roster, good crowd in here, and this is, although it's a small venue, you've got scoreboard in the center that goes all four ways right above midcourt, and then you've also got two scoreboards on each wall in the end zone. So this is a very, very well put together facility here. It hasn't been here that long because we remember on the other side of the gym here, they had the old gym, but the one that they have and are playing out of now is certainly a beauty.
This facility actually hosted a girls' regional a couple of years ago, so that speaks to the ability that they have to put on a tournament and to host other schools, and we were all complimenting on how well-maintained this facility is. Basketball very popular here. I will echo what Bobby said. Crowd still filtering in. GRC has traveled real well, Bob.
They have.
Got a lot of red in this blue.
There certainly is, and that speaks for itself because we've got a ball club coming from Clark County that looks to be pretty formidable.
Yeah, formidable to the tune of beginning the season at 3-0. They won over Pendleton County 92-47. You would have to think Clark would be the heavy favorite in this game here against Nicholas County. Nicholas County, they are under the direction of first-year head coach Dylan Moran. And the last winning season that Nicholas County had in boys high school basketball was 2016-2017. That season was the last winning season they've had. So over the past six full seasons, Blue Jackets have been to the 10th region tournament twice. They went out of the region tournament in the opening round each time. So kind of a victory star program. They want to win, but it's been dry.
Well, it has, and unfortunately in these smaller settings, these smaller schools, it's either a feast or famine regarding the quality of personnel that they have to play and choose from each year. So hopefully they can get this thing turned around and get on the positive side of things in the near future.
It looks very popular. They've got a lot of players dressing out for the varsity, and they've got good size in there. They've got three players that will go 6'4 and a half, close to 6'5, and they've got good size on this team for a smaller school. They have a 2-2 record. They lost their opener to Fleming County on this floor, 68-49. Picked up a 14-point road win at Henry County. Followed that up with a 30-point road win at Covington Holmes. We know that gym very well, Bob. And then dropped a game on the road to an Augusta team who may be surprising some schools this year.
Well, I tell you what, they had a little seventh grader last year that got in the game late against us, and he fired him up from midcourt. And him being an eighth grader at this point, we may not be surprised to see him put one up from three-quarter court at some point in time this year.
If the coach will let him go. GRC under head coach Josh Cook, he's 3-0. The Cardinals are 3-0 versus Nicholas County under head coach Josh Cook. This matchup was the season opener for Coach Cook for his first 3 years that he coached, but we haven't played this club in the last three seasons. We'll step aside. Bobby and I will have a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll take a look around the area, catch you up to speed on some games that were played last night, and talk about the Cardinal team. That's coming up in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit localdigitalky.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
It's the holidays, and with all that extra activity can come more injuries and emergencies. The emergency department at Clark Regional is open 24/7. Let the caring and experienced medical staff care for you and your family for any emergency that may arise. Don't put off going to the ER for severe injury or illness. Count on Clark for emergency care right here, close to home. For more information, visit online at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
High school boys basketball, George Rogers Clark on the road at Nicholas County taking on the Blue Jackets. Both teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around. We are 10 and a half minutes away from tip-off. Big night of basketball last night. Some games of area and local interest. The Billy Hicks Classic, named for the late, great Billy Hicks, winning as coach in Kentucky high school basketball recently passed. You had Great Crossing and Frederick Douglass. Bobby, two of the top 10 teams in the state, number one, number six. It was Great Crossing winning that one 71-66.
Very tight, very close, and most appropriate and indicative of how two top 10 teams should fare.
That's true. Ballard, big win over Scott County, easily 71-55. You have also Montgomery County took care of Lafayette in that classic by two. It was the Indians 66, the Generals 64. Right up in Mason County, Mike Murphy Classic. Mason County gets by Greene County by 3 points on a buzzer beater at the horn, 80-77 in that one. Perry County Central, a team that GRC will be playing, took care of Floyd Central by 12. Bourbon County, they got a win over Bracken County, 63-54. Bowling Green, number four team in the state, beats Glasgow by 22. You've got Butler and Mayo playing to overtime, Butler winning that one. Bryan Station, a big win over Madison Central. E-Town over Central Hardin in overtime. Evangel Christian, Bobby, that's a team that used to be right a W on the schedule whenever you played them. Now they are a top 12 team. They beat Bullitt Central big, 96-52.
Very, very formidable for the last 3 or 4 years, and obviously come to play these days.
Wayne County, boy, they just stomped district rival Southwestern, 79-43. LaRue with a win over W.E.B. Du Bois, Henry Clay over J-Town in overtime. Highlands Latin beats Paris, 73-61.
Yeah, Paris is down a little bit. Ja'Kari Ransom is their leading scorer, but they're struggling a little bit this year.
A lot of classics and a lot of tournaments going on around the state this evening, including that Billy Hicks Classic that'll be continuing, and those same clubs will be playing. Montgomery County, Frederick Douglass, Scott County, Ballard, and Great Crossing, all those teams will be playing. Campbell County be playing Newport Central Catholic. Newport, a top five team. They're hosting Covington Catholic, and you've got Harrison County playing Boyle County, 2A section, and a Kentucky Straight Apparel Classic. They've got some top teams in that one. Washington County, Warren Central, Bowling Green, Mayo, Elizabethtown, just a stacked deck. And the Mike Murphy Classic at Mason County goes on with Lexington Christian playing Mason County, Fleming County at Scott, Green County plays Augusta. That catches you up with games around the area. And we've got some classics and some Christmas tournaments coming up too, and one that we're going to be following with the girls.
Right. The girls played last night down in Tennessee and defeated a team from Conway, Arkansas, 72-52. We figured they might have the upper hand in that game. As we speak, they're playing Bartlett, Tennessee, the team ranked number 17 in the state, fifth in their 4A division, and the number 7 team in Memphis. So if we get a score on that one while we are on the air, we will certainly pass it along.
So good luck to the GRC girls team. That's a very solid club as well. I read the state paper, one of the state papers, Harold Leader and coaches polling top team, the 10th region voted on, 9 of 16 coaches voting, and then 12 of 16 in girls. You got GRC going number one in both schools. And, Bobby, you may have a feed on the girls game right now.
Just as we speak, just heard from Coach Anderson, assistant Steve Anderson. GRC is leading Bartlett 21-13 at halftime. So they're well on their way. They're halfway home. And even though it's a low-scoring game, sounds like it's a defensive battle. But being up eight, and intermission speaks well.
Well, and holding the other team to 13 points, you know, that tells me there's a lot of turnovers or something going on.
A lot of defense.
Yeah, a lot of defense. 6 minutes away from tip-off here. Both teams in the locker room. Bobby and I will take another two-minute break. When we come back, we're going to talk about these GRC Cardinals and what's been going on in their three-game win streak. All that coming up in 2 minutes here on WWKY.
Mister, are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal team emerges from the locker room, going out for a shoot-around. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We're playing Nicholas County in Carlisle, Kentucky. Nicholas County with two wins. They sandwiched around two losses in the middle there. They have a player. Bobby looked familiar, and we agreed he is familiar. He played for GRC some, Braxton Martin. He's grown, he's tall, and he's playing pretty good basketball.
6'5 or 6, averaging 15 points and over 5 rebounds a game for the Blue Jackets, and he is right there, along with one more player, as being their leading scorers.
Looking at the Cardinals, when you examine this GRC stats, 51% shooting from the floor. Yeah, you're going to get that when you get a lot of runouts, but they're hitting right out 40% from behind the arc as well. Good shooting team.
It took them about a three-quarters of a game to get it going, but once they have sort of seen the rim open up to them, 40% is pretty darn impressive at any level.
What about the fact you've got balance? Malachi Ashford, a newcomer here to GRC, 18 and a half points per game. Rashawn Hampton, 15 a game. Then you got 12 and a half each for Gay and Morrison. J.P. Gaines playing a good role as well. It's really a balanced club.
Yeah, very much so. J.P. at 7, right at 7 points and almost 4 rebounds a game. But you take that starting quintet and you've got rebounding averages of 5, 3, 6.7, 6.7, and 3.7. So they all aren't afraid to go to the glass and do a little bit of the dirty work.
And when we talk about assist to turnover ratio, this team shares the ball real well too, especially in transition.
They look for each other a lot like the team in Lexington that we saw early in the year, UK, and very, very similar styles as far as passing, looking for your teammate and taking the best shot available and possible.
I was concerned a little bit about size for GRC, but with the addition of the 6'2 Morrison, who jumps and plays better, and Montez Gay, who is getting better, and J.P. Gaines at 6'2, they put him in the post, Bobby, guarding the other guy's big man, and he's quitted himself pretty well.
He gives up some size. He might give up a little strength, but his heart speaks for itself, and when they've got him in the starting mode like that, you know that you're going to get an excellent effort out of him, and he is a hallmark of a Coach Cook defense.
Both teams headed to the bench. Bobby, give us an update again at halftime. The girls' game, it's
they're playing Bartlett, Tennessee, the team ranked number 17 in the state of Tennessee, leading 21-13 at the half.
Well, it grows a little quiet here as the coaches are talking to their players along the bench. Bobby and I will be bringing you this game again coming up next week. We'll have a Harrison County game on Tuesday. We got a girls' game against Frederick Douglass coming up Thursday. So be listening to Tim Smith, Mornings on Main. He'll keep you up with the broadcast schedule, as Bobby and I will as well. We're going to step aside and take a timeout for our final two-minute break. When we come back, starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all straight ahead right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport side-by-side. The strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
At guard, a sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at guard, a senior, number 13, Braylon Morrison. GRC is coached by Mr. Josh Cook. Now for your Nicholas County Blue Jackets. At forward, a 6-foot senior, number 00, Lincoln Morris. At guard, a 6'2 junior, number 12, Maddox Donovan. At guard, a 6'1 senior, number 20, Wyatt Clark. At forward, a 6'3 sophomore, number 35, Braxton Martin. And at center, a 6'4½ sophomore, number 52, Preston Blake. Nicholas County is coached by Mr. Dylan Moran.
There's who you've got tonight. Starting lineup for GRC and Nicholas County as we get ready to go. Cards wearing a road gray tonight, trimmed in red, white numbers, Blue Jackets, as you would assume. The home whites with the royal blue. We get ready to go. Braxton Martin jumping up against Montez Gay, and Martin looks like he's grown. Montez is 6'4", and Martin looks taller than him. They listed him at 6'3", but we get ready to go here. Controlled by GRC, and quickly ball put on the floor and turned over. Nicholas County takes it away from the Cardinals. They'll run it out on top with the point guard, Wyatt Clark. Clark bounce pass on the wing. Martin deep in the right corner. Morrison on him. Martin spinning, shooting, fade away, hits side of the board. Rashawn Hampton with the rebound, 3-on-2. Rashawn with the runner in the lane, and they got him for the charge. Taking that charge was Lincoln Morris, and Rashawn looked for someone. He had two in the lane, but they were trailing.
Well, they were trailing. One was to the right, and he needed, if he was going to pass, he needed to pass it a little bit quicker, but he got a little too deep, went up, got the contact, and incurred the charge.
GRC coming with a trapping full court as Donovan leaves it in the backcourt for Lincoln Morris. Morris back to Donovan in the front court, checked there by Gay. Throw it out on top. Nicholas County will run the offense. Again, they've got at the point guard Wyatt Clark, 6'1". He's a good jumper. Here's Malachi Ashford, took it away from Donovan. And they're going to say turnover by the 6'2 junior of Nicholas County. No, they're going to say a foul on him as well.
Yeah, actually a foul. He got searched. Malachi searched him up near midcourt and was getting ready to head to the other end, but got held, so turnover.
Cards with the ball, no score. We played nearly a minute. Perimeter passing by GRC, and Ashford shoots the three, and he hit it. Right wing for Ashford.
Right wing, about 23 feet, opening the scoring. Three for the Cards.
Full court press by GRC. Nicholas County looking at it. Morris in the backcourt gets it to the middle of the floor. Donovan hooks a pass to the right side of the circle to Martin. Double team, shove it off to Morris. Wide open, Donovan. Someone lost an assignment and a skip pass for 2 points.
Yeah, Preston Blake with a nice pass across the lane to an open player, cutting this lead to one.
Rashawn Hampton on the right wing. They screen down, pop out Gaines. Gaines goes left side to Morrison. Screen down to Ashford. He can't resist that. And why not? Wide open three, and he hit it.
He is a dead eye when he gets going. And his first 6 points are all his.
6-2 Cards lead, and here's Nicholas County gets it in the front court. Left side, Donovan bluffs a shot. They look into the 6-5 post player, but they can't find Blake Preston in there. Preston trying to post up. Morrison's drawn that assignment. They kick it out to Wyatt Clark. They go on the elbow. Now cut Martin to the basket. He had a little bit of a mismatch with Malachi trailing the play and a foul called in the paint. That'll be on Morrison, his first. Team second.
Got a good feed on the low block, and when he came down, he was between two guards, and one of them got him.
Martin only 50% at the free throw line on the season. He makes the free throw for Nicholas County. It's now a 6-3 game, 2 minutes deep. Second free throw good. He made them both here. No pressure on GRC as Ashford runs it into the front court, leaves a bounce pass for Gaines. They run the weave. Morrison off the curl, got to the rim, couldn't finish. Preston Blake altered the shot. They go to Morris. Morris with a give and go. Nothing there. Morrison shut that down. Circling around with the basketball on a lot of dribbling. Wyatt Clark. Too much dribbling, man.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a turnover.
Yeah, Rashawn was right in his grill, so to speak, up near midcourt, and the official said you can't do that long, calling the turnover.
First-year coach Dylan Moran walking the sideline for his Nicholas County team. Sees a high ball screen. They pop out Hampton right wing straight away. Now left side to Morrison. Bluffs the three. Martin steps out on him. The middle's open. Nobody flashing, so Rashawn Hampton will shoot the three and hit it from the Ashford pass.
As he sure did. He got it. Foul line extended. Cards with 3 buckets and 9 points.
3 of 3 from downtown shooting, and 9-4 lead for GRC. 3 minutes deep into the game. Pick and roll. Shot put up. Short arm. Got his own rebound back, and he can't finish. He being Preston Blake. Missed two at the rim. With the ball, Montez Gay. His first touch of the ball. A jump stop in the lane. Put up a runner, and he got a blocking foul called. Somehow or other, the Lincoln Morris found himself under the basket, and Gay elevated and drew the foul.
Did a heck of a job of seeing what was there coming in from the top on the left side and bounced his way to the goal and drew the foul.
Montez Gay, a good-looking freshman, 6'4 post player, plays on the wing as well, knocks down the free throw. Cards on top now, 10-4. We played 3 minutes. At the foul line, Montez, a 54% shooter. Another one going up. He made them both. Cards still press, although it's token pressure now, not the double team run and jump. Nicholas County's Martin got to the rim, handed it off, and missed at the rim. Preston Blake has missed three, and he had a good look there.
Excellent look.
Cards wipe the glass. Gay to Morrison. Drop it left side to Ashford. Throw it on the blocks. Gaines posting up. He's got a shorter man on him. He's double teamed. JP needs to find a man. He does. Gay for an open three. Drew contact. No call. On the rebounded miss, here comes Nicholas County. Instead of running, they're going to set it up in a half-court set. Looking over, there is Clark, right wing. They go into Morrison. He's right of the lane. Gets into the paint. He's got to get out. He does. Passes over to Donovan, who launched a three. Tough bank angle. Missed a shot. Preston Blake with his third rebound, and there's one that missed everything. And Gay with a rebound. Ashford wants to run. Pass it over to Rashawn. Left corner three. Write it down.
Boy, just a beautiful pass from Ashford to Hampton on the wing for the tray. Cards up big early.
We're midway through this first quarter. 10-point lead for GRC. Back in 1 minute. Or back in 30 seconds, excuse me.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good. Being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Nicholas County with the basketball. Cardinals, they make no personnel changes. Midway through this first quarter, it's the Cards leading by 10, 14-4. Shot put up, Preston Blake. He tried to bank it straight away. Battle for the ball. Here comes Montez Gay with a rebound. Two-pan pass up to Rayshon.
Oh, he smokes.
Hampton, and Rayshon hits his third three-point shot from a Gay pass.
He spotted up on the right wing and nailed another one.
Gay with a deflection. Here's a turnover. Gaines leads the break. Hooks it over to Ashford, and he was out of bounds. Cards turn it over. Couldn't convert on the score. Coach Cook up, hands on hip, holds up his fist, and calls the defense. Some personnel changes for Nicholas County. Wyatt Clark back over to Lincoln Morris. Morris running to point. J.P. Gaines, a couple inches taller, picks him up. Braxton Martin now with the ball in the front court. Cards going man-to-man. Wyatt Clark, who will run to point, leading rebounder, goes to Martin. Fade away three, good, right in front of the Cardinal bench.
Yeah, he did a good job of setting himself up and getting it down.
Here's a three. This time Hampton misses for GRC from the deep right corner. Coming the other way, Nicholas County. Blue Jackets with the ball. Martin in trouble. Gets a pass off. Trying to make his move is Wyatt Simmons, and a foul called as Montez Gay stole the ball, but they said that he got in there. That foul is going to be on Morrison, his second, team third.
Now on Morrison, his second, team third.
Blue Jacket ball underneath their goal. Morris gets it in. Clark puts up the three, and that one's off the top of the backboard. It will be possession two, GRC. So Nicholas County, one of four from behind the arc. GRC, five of seven, Bobby.
Yeah, well, and as a result, they're up 10 here with 2:40 left in the first quarter.
Run and jump now by Nicholas County, trying to trap out front. Gaines breaks it down with a nice dish to Gay for the slam.
Ball fake out top, took the baseline, drew the defense, and got Montez for the slam right in front of the basket.
Two-hand dunk for Gay. Pushes that lead to 19-7, 2:15 to play in this opening quarter. Nicholas County spreading the floor. Braxton, right side of the lane, forces up a shot, a late whistle, but a foul as he put a leaner up from 12 feet. And that foul is going to be on Hampton, his second. That'll be the team fourth of this quarter. He and Breland Morrison, each with two personals. Martin at the line, a 53% shooter on the season. He makes one here. He is now 3 of 3 at the foul line for Nicholas County.
Looks polished relative to what we saw last year.
And he's grown.
He has.
Really gotten taller. Makes both free throws here. 7 of the 9 points to Braxton Martin for Nicholas County. Blue Jackets going man-to-man. They're out of that zone. They're going man. Ashford, blow by, got it to Gaines, elevates, put it up and in. Ball fake, let Martin fly by, Bobby, and all five starters have scored.
Nice patience, but again, you had a very, very heady play.
Here's a shot put up by Martin from 15. That's good from the right wing. Cards with a ball and a 10-point lead. Ashford crosses midcourt, goes straight away to Gay. Over to Breland Morrison. He's in a hurry. Got to the rim, put up the shot, missed it, and we've got a whistle as two players hit the deck. Lincoln Morris got a charge one time, and he's going to get to draw a charge again. So that foul is going to be the third on Breland Morrison, team fifth of this quarter.
Unfortunate because we had two subs awaiting to get in the game, one of whom was going to go in for Breland, but he took it strong and the defense was set, according to the official. So foul number three.
Rayshon Hampton out along with Breland Morrison. Morrison with three fouls, Hampton with two. Eli Craig checks in along with Maddox Campbell. Those two are joined by Malachi Ashford, J.P. Gaines, Montez Gay. Wyatt Clark, high post pass. Morris double teamed. Ashford pushing him out. Got a hand on the ball. It's loose on the floor, and Wyatt Clark has it. He's double teamed. Montez Gay took it away. Cards with a two-on-two. Ashford, reverse layup, got it in transition, and an and one. Simons will be called for the foul on a kind of a blow-by reverse layup by Ashford.
Gay with a beautiful pass to a streaking Ashford. He went under for the scoop shot, drew the harm, 23-11 Cards.
The only pass that could be made was the bounce pass, and that's what he left him, and Ashford makes that free throw, and he is 13 of 13 on the season. He has not missed at the free throw line. It moves that lead to 24 to 11 with 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Blue Jackets with trouble in the backcourt. 10 count on them. Are they going to cross it? Yes, they do with the dribble. Donovan throws a pass. Gain anticipates. Deflected out of bounds. And they're going to say the last touch by Nicholas County. Heady play by JP.
Well, JP just controlling things on the low block in the chaos. And he was able to get a fingertip on it and deflected out of bounds off of the Blue Jacket.
They spread the floor. Gaines has it. Ball fake to Ashford. Top of the key. Got to the foul line against the shorter Morris. Kicks it out. They go to Campbell on the blocks. Maddox floats it out. Cards will reset. Ashford between the circle. The taller 6'1", Wyatt Clark on him. Ashford with a lot of dribbling and posturing. Here's Eli Craig, his first touch of the ball. They keep it on the right side of the circle. Coach Cook calls a play. Ashford reverses on the dribble. The Nicholas County fans applauding their defense. Ashford can't get free. They find Gaines for an open three. He shot it, missed it. Eli Craig battling for the rebound, and they're going to keep it with GRC. No, they're going to say a foul on Eli Craig. It'll be his first, and now Nicholas County will shoot free throws. New rule, you get five fouls in a quarter. The other team shoots two free throws. 12 and a half seconds to play in this opening quarter. Cards scored 92 their last game. They're on that pace again. They've got 24 here in the first. And the free throw rolls in off the front of the rim. Maddox Donovan at the foul line. He has 3 points in the game. He is the only other Blue Jacket player that scored other than Braxton Martin. And both free throws made by Maddox Donovan. 10 seconds. Ashford in the front court. 7 seconds. Trailing the play is Gay. He takes it. Clock at three. Skip it over to Maddox Campbell, not known for a three-point shot, but he launched it. Horn sounds. That'll close out the first quarter of play. Your score at the end of one quarter, George Rogers Clark Cardinals 24, Nicholas County Blue Jackets 13. We'll take a one-minute break. Second quarter play coming your way right here on WWKY.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Morehead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Second quarter play, Cardinals leading 24-13. Nicholas County will have the basketball. GRC has Montez Gay, J.P. Gaines, Eli Craig, Malachi Ashford, and Maddox Campbell on the floor to begin the second quarter. I said all five starters had scored. Breland Morrison has not, but it's not been lack of trying. He's on the bench now with three fouls. Here's a pick by Ashford and a running layup. Good.
Boy, he just searched wide Clark at the top of the key and took it all the way uncontested.
11 points in the game for Ashford. He leads his club in scoring, and he's leading it today. Wyatt Clark in a hurry. Picked up by Campbell and Craig. They double-team and knock the ball loose. Picked up by J.P. Gaines. Gaines is fouled in the backcourt as Nicholas County having a little trouble, Bobby, keeping up with the speed.
Well, that quickness is lethal. It always has been, always will be, and Wyatt Clark again victimized there.
It'll be Cardinals with the ball near midcourt. Man-to-man by Nicholas County. They showed a little zone early, but they've been going man. On the top, here's Montez Gay putting up a shot, and he did. He traveled. He caught it top of the key. That crossover step, you got to establish that pivot foot. Five turnovers by each club.
Yeah, you can't get too shuffly, too quick unless you have decked that ball, and he didn't do it. Got called for the turnover.
Cardinals offering some pressure in the backcourt. Braxton Martin took one dribble, didn't go anywhere, needs help. Now they break the timeline, actually with numbers, but Nicholas County, they don't force the issue. They hand it off to Wyatt Clark, who gets double-teamed. Lazy pass, nearly picked off, and they find a weak side, and a man was open, and Lincoln Morris puts it up and in. He looked over his shoulder, Bobby.
Oh, he should.
do I need to be aware of this? Eli Craig launched a three. He missed the shot. J.P. Gaines digs out a rebound. Off to Montez Gay, who hits a three for a second chance scoring.
29-15 Cards here, 6:45 in the second.
First bucket on second chance scoring for the Cardinals. Nicholas County trying to push it all the way down. Braxton Martin throws up a bank shot. Battled around. Here come the Cards. They got the rebound. Bounce pass to Craig. Give it back to Ashford. Reverse layup. In and out. Campbell, rebound. Put it up and in.
Run the floor. When you do, a lot of times that second chance will be gold.
Here's Gaines. Nearly got another steal. That time, though, Preston Blake got it away. But here's Malachi Ashford with the rebound and miss. Fires it over to Eli Craig. See if he likes the left side.
That?
Yes,
there
he did.
Go.
He missed from the right, but he hit the left corner.
There you go, and that'll get his confidence going here. Nice play, all set up by the pass.
Here's a three-point shot by Braxton Martin off the back iron, and Maddox Campbell taking the big muscle man of Nicholas County, Preston Blake. That guy's a load, man. 6'5", 2'8", listen to him, 210. If it's 210, he's probably weighing about 220.
He is every bit of that.
Let's set the Cardinal lineup. We've got some substitutions in the game. Rayshawn Hampton. We also have Gunnar Woods, Hamp Taylor, J.P. Gaines, and Malachi Ashford on the floor. Ashford, left elbow, 17-footer, good. That was kind of his third option, but the Army commercial, he made the right choice, Bobby.
Well, I tell you what, he's so under control when he's having to go to option number three. He just went up, put it in, never a doubt.
Driving in, Donovan puts it up. He attacked the rim, missed the shot. Maddox Campbell with a good block out, or make that Hamp Taylor. He had a good block out and allowed GRC to get the ball. They go the other way, and a foul in transition. That's going to be on Dylan Donovan, his second. That will be the team's first of this quarter. Team second, they say, of this quarter. Cards ball underneath their goal, 36-15, GRC leading. Gaines fakes a handoff. He's deep in the left corner. Wyatt Clark on him. Gaines from the left block, trying to get position, goes up and under and got it in and draws the foul. He just would not be denied, Bobby, a determined man on the left blocks.
He got it on the left block and really, really took time to gather himself before he decided to power his way through the contact. He got it up over the rim. It dropped, and he is on the line. Cards up huge here early.
J.P. Gaines' free throw looks short, and it is short. It comes off the mark. He is back defensively, defending Braxton Martin, who puts up a 12-foot jumper. He missed that mid-range shot, and going the other way, here's Hamp Taylor. Don't need a guard. He tacks all the way to the rim, missed it, and we're going to have a pesky foul on GRC as three guys were trying to pry the ball from Braxton Martin. They're going to put it on J.P. Gaines, his first. That'll be the team's first.
Three Cards saw the opportunity to try to snatch that ball and put it in, but didn't quite work that
they
time.
They were all pesky. They were kind of all over it. Wyatt Clark with a double team. Somebody's got to be open. They find Morris. He flipped it up and missed it short. Gaines with his third rebound. JP fires it over to Gunnar Woods. Three-point shot in rhythm. Comes off the mark. Braxton Martin with a rebounded miss for Nicholas County. Big post player. Bounce pass to Morris. Drives in. Shot blocked from behind by JP Gaines. He tried to get some backside help from Hamp Taylor. It's a matter of who got him. They're going to put it on Gaines. That's his second. That'll be the team's second of this quarter.
Official could call that one either way.
Morris will be at the free throw line. He is their best free throw shooter, 7 of 8 on the season. He has 2 points in this game. And he missed a free throw off the back iron. There is no scoring in this second quarter by Nicholas County. We've got 4.5 minutes to play. or we do have 2 points. Morris, the guy at the free throw line, did hit a bucket. He hits a free throw.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a 38-16 lead for the Cardinals as GRC walks it up. Approaching midway here in the second quarter. Ashford, they spread the floor, and Cards are going to call a 30-second timeout. So with the score 38-16, GRC leading, Bobby's got a message.
Equip yourselves with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends December 31st.
Cardinals with the basketball. We've got 4:15 to go in this first half of play. Ashford, Woods, Taylor, Hampton, and Gaines in the game. And a three put up and in. Malachi Ashford hits another three. The Cards now 8 of 13 from three-point shooting.
Yeah, and he is just so smooth with or without the ball in everything he does.
16 points in the first half for Ashford. Leads the team in scoring. He's shooting a high percentage here. Tried to steal it from Donovan. Across the court pass over to Morris. Missed everything. Gaines with another rebound for the Cards. JP in the middle of the floor. Scoops it over there to Rayshon Hampton. Shoots a three. Morris flying at him. Rayshon missed that one. A rare miss for the Cards. Martin has it in the front court for Nicholas County. Trying to drive in. Got a step on Gaines. JP playing with two fouls. Gave him a step. Martin made him pay.
Elevated and got that just over the fingertip. Nice play. 41-18, however, Cards.
Time called on the floor. We will take a one-minute break. Back after this.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
George Rogers Park Cardinals with the ball and a 41-18 lead. Ashford drives in, feeds Braylon Morrison, who come back in after the three fouls to put him on the bench. He missed a three, and the Cards reset for another opportunity. Rashawn Hampton, Malachi Ashford, Maddox Campbell, Gunnar Woods, and with the ball, Braylon Morrison. Left side of the floor to Ashford. Malachi drives in. Finger roll at the rim. Put it up and in. Marty, he's just shooting a phenomenal percentage from the floor overall.
Just tremendously quick and elevates with a quick hop as well.
Listed him as 4'9 and a half last year as a freshman or an eighth grader or rather. And he's really grown. About a foot taller now, too.
And his game is a whole lot more than a foot taller. Just tremendous player.
And we've got a backcourt violation. Stepping in, turning it over. Nicholas County, 7 miscues by the Blue Jackets. Cards get the ball back. Ashford looking for a cutter. Can't find him. Finds Gunnar Woods. Step back three. Missed it. Long rebound comes out. Nicholas County with the ball. Cards still with a big lead, 43-18. Nicholas County with two baskets in this fourth quarter. Deep in the right corner, they throw it in the post. There's Braxton Martin, and he elevated well and banked it in. He's come to play.
Well, tremendous position that time, post position. He got the defender on his hip and just spun, laid it in. Nice play by Braxton.
Martin with 13 points in this game. Here's Ashford with a blow by, and it's blocked at the rim by Clark. Clark with Ashford hustling back. Clark with a bounce pass. Donovan bank shot, put it up and in. He now has six in the game.
They did a good job that time of running the floor and getting the deuce.
First fast break bucket of the night for Nicholas County, as Bobby just described. Here's Campbell, hands it off. Gunner Woods, he's missed his first three, but he hit his fourth. Three-point shot there. He had not missed until this game, and he found the three there. Martin, right side, crossover dribble, got to the rim, puts up a Euro step, a late whistle, but a foul. Maddox Campbell, standing in the paint, found himself in a tough spot. Does he step up and commit to the man driving or stay on the backside? And he drew the foul. Third team foul against GRC this quarter. Martin at the line. I mentioned he is a 50% free throw shooter on the season. He was 4 of 4 until that miss there.
Shot that one a little quick and a little flat.
Eli Craig in. Gunner Woods goes out, and returning for the Cardinals also Montez Gay, and Maddox Campbell comes out. Martin missed both free throws. Morrison with a rebound. Team leader in rebounding this season so far. He got to the rim and he scores. Little hesitation, and he showed some patience.
He showed patience. A little Ole defense at the top, and he just split right through it, and easy bucket.
Skip pass to the right side for Nicholas County. Rayshon Hampton got a hand on it, and he stole it. Wrap around pass to Craig in transition. Beautiful feed. Nice finish.
Boy, I tell you what, when you look for your teammate, good things happen.
5 points in the game for Craig. Wyatt Clark with a spinning floater in the lane. Nice one-on-one
Absolutely.
Move there.
Yeah, almost out of control, but the shot found the bottom of the net.
The leading scorer for Nicholas County, getting his first basket. It comes inside a minute here in the second quarter. Eli Craig with a catch and shoot three. He's hit a pair of threes here in the second quarter.
His confidence is rising.
Braxton Martin comes up. He runs into a double team. High post pass at Montez Gay, steals. Looking, driving, shovel it off. Ashford put to the floor as Ashford will go to the line, and Braxton Martin, good show of sportsmanship, helps him up.
Cards just tremendously active this entire first half on the defensive end, and another pilfer near midcourt leads to Malachi with two free throws.
I mentioned he's 13 of 13 on the season. This free throw is short, so I think that's what Reed Shepard was today until he missed today.
Did he miss one? I know one thing. Malachi just kind of smacked his hands together, so now the streak's over. He can begin another one.
There you go.
Which he does.
And he knocked that second one down. Cards offering a little pressure in the backcourt. Up by 30 here with the waning 30 seconds of this first half ticking away. Double team, throw it out to Donovan. Donovan with Ashford on him. Takes it into the paint, got in the circle. Now kick it over to Morris. He tries to drive baseline. Rashawn Hampton blocked his shot. Wanted to release, but the loose ball is picked up and put in by Maddox Donovan.
Did a good job of taking advantage of a situation.
Ashford draws the defense. They reverse it over to Morrison. Steps into a three, shot it short. And the horn is going to sound before they can get a three off, they being Nicholas County. And the first half comes to an end. Cards on the scoring pace, it has been torrid. They lead here at halftime by a score of 54-26. Cards scoring a lot of points, Bobby, in every game. This one no exception.
No exception, and yet the one thing about it is they're not only starting the game hitting their shots, but they have continue to trigger it with an excellent defensive effort.
We are at halftime. Both teams headed to the locker room. It's 54-26. George Rogers Clark boys leading Nicholas County here in high school action. We'll take a two-minute break when we come back. Halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. We'll see if we can get an update on a girls game. All that on the halftime show right here on WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
By Gateway Radio Works, WWKY. We are here in Nicholas County where the Cardinals of George Rogers Clark leading by a score of 54-26 over the Blue Jackets. Cards came out red hot, hit their first four threes. Actually, they were five of their first six, and they built up a big 24-13 lead at the end of the first quarter. Nicholas County able to get 13 points in each quarter, Bobby, but actually, whenever they started playing a little faster, they got a little better. This half court, the Cards have turned them over or trapped them.
Yeah, they've just been extremely to the point, so to speak. They know what they're doing. They know where to go, and they've all got quick hands. And once they get the ball, they know how to get it out and go the other direction. But the big thing is they're looking for each other, and that's resulting in good shots from really all over the floor.
Yeah, the Cardinals, and that just underscores what Bobby said, the Card shooting 51% from the floor on the season. This game will raise that percentage as they have hit a high percentage of their shots tonight. Look at some of the team stats in this ball game. The Cardinals hit 10 of 18 three-point shots in the first half. Nicholas County, they managed one of seven. Turnovers, five committed by GRC. They've turned the Blue Jackets over eight times. Second chance scoring, it's a 5-0 edge to GRC. Fast break scoring for the Cards, it's a 9-2 edge for GRC in that. At the foul line, the Cards go four of six. The Blue Jackets of Nicholas County, seven of 10 at the free throw line. Again, it's 54-26 for the Cardinals. They lead here at halftime. Another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll do some individual scoring, tell you what is going on there, and more halftime comments coming up after this two-minute break.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Teams coming out of the locker room. GRC wasn't in there long. And, again, thanks to those sponsors. Clark's Pump and Shop, Central Bank. Almost sound like Rupp Arena, doesn't it, Bob?
Well, I know one thing. We certainly
paint
have
with a broad brush,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, we certainly have the sponsorships. And without them, we wouldn't be here and we wouldn't be able to bring this to,
so true,
to everybody. And we're incredibly appreciative of them all.
Looking at the scoring individually, gave you some team stats in the first half. Score is 54-26, the Cardinals leading here at halftime over Nicholas County. For Nicholas County, former GRC Cardinal Braxton Martin playing a really good first half. 13 points and a couple of rebounds for that tall, lanky guy. He's got averages 15 a game on the season. He got 13 in the first half against his former team, playing very well. Maddox Donovan's got 8 points in the game for Nicholas County. Leading scorer on the season so far in the first four games, Wyatt Clark, limited to but 2 points in the first half of scoring. Lincoln Morris, point guard, he has 3 in the game. There have been 3 other Blue Jacket players that played but failed to score. The Cardinals, again, as has held true for head coach Josh Cook, he played 9 players in that first half. So the 9 players, Malachi Ashford with 19 points in the first half. He's hit 3 3-point shots. He's 2 of 3 at the foul line, leads the club with 19 points. Also 9 points for Rashawn Hampton, all 3 on 3-pointers, all those coming in the first quarter of play. Other scoring, you've got 8 points off the bench for Eli Craig. All his scoring in the second quarter, hit a pair of threes. 7 points in the game for Montez Gay. He's perfect 2 of 2 at the line. He's also hit a 3-point shot. Other scoring, 3-pointer made by Gunnar Woods. He's 1 of 4 from behind the arc. You've got J.P. Gaines with 4 points in the game and also 4 rebounds. 2 points each for Breland Morrison, Maddox Campbell. Campbell's on a rebound putback, and Hampton Taylor played but failed to score in the first half of play. Bobby, you got an update for us?
Breaking news, folks. The Lady Cards, GRC Hoops moved to 5-0, 50-36 victory over Bartlett, Tennessee. C.L. Byers with 16 points, Anaya Chestnut with 13, and Kennedy Stamper with 10. So when they get back in town next Friday night, Frederick Douglass at GRC Arena, they are probably going to be going into that one undefeated. Moved to 5-0 with a great win this afternoon down in Tennessee.
Thank you, Bob, for that report. Thanks to assistant coach Steve Anderson being our correspondent there. And it's good to hear those girls keep winning. Anaya Chestnut had a good game. We need to get her on track. We need them all.
She can do it. Yeah. There's no question about it.
Second half play gets underway. It'll be Nicholas County with the basketball. The Cardinals have J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, Rashawn Hampton, Montez Gay, and Malachi Ashford on the floor going with a man-to-man. Nicholas County playing a passing game. Screen down, pop out. Morris has it right wing. Cutting through is Clark. He didn't get it. They try to send Preston Blake through, and Montez Gay checks him. So Clark makes himself available and hits a 15-footer left of the lane.
Well, he was due. He had a tough first half, and that time he had to work hard, but he did get the first two of the second half for his team.
On the circle off the down screen, Breland Morrison shoots one from the right elbow. It comes off, and big Preston Blake with a rebound for the Blue Jackets. Clark, ball fake, double team, puts it up anyway, shot it short. Ashford with a rebound. Cards want to run. Malachi, right of the circle, trailing the play. Rashawn Hampton stepped into a 3 off the back iron. Long kicker comes out. And then Breland Morrison stole it away from Clark. Morrison, skip pass, left side. Gay into Gaines. Gaines, left-hand shot, put it up and in with a ball fake as Donovan went by him.
Donovan flew past him. JP with the deuce here, 56-28 cards.
Martin on the left wing. He looks for a couple of cutters. Cards overplay in the passing lane. Give and go. Martin lost it. Stolen there by Ashford. Malachi, two on two. Spinning, shooting, scoring in transition.
So much under control with his dipsy doodle and scoop shot move across the lane.
21 points in the game for Ashford. Cards up 30. Played a minute and a half here in the third quarter. Morris looks, backdoor cut by Martin, covered well by Rashawn Hampton. Switch off, out on top, Brendan Morrison takes the point guard, Clark. Morris has it, J.P. Gaines, couple inches taller there. Tries to take a stab at the pass, and Morrison got to the rim. He missed it, and we're going to count the basket. Evidently, Montez Gay, they said, was up in the net. So they're going to give Morris the basket. That's about as borderline goaltending call as you'll see.
And it was a relatively late call, yeah. But nevertheless, card's still up huge, 58-30 here.
2 minutes deep in the third quarter, Ashford angles off to his right, gets a high ball screen. Gay wants to roll. He couldn't get the lob. That play has worked for a dunk two times. Kick it out to J.P. Gaines. Now drop it to Gay, baseline three, wow. Right side. Good, right in front of his Cardinal teammates. Gay's in double figures with 10. Cards hitting 11 of 15 from three-point range. They are on fire. Nicholas County with a ball. They try a down screen, and Martin's going to go one-on-one. Lost his balance through a bad pass. It goes out of bounds right in front of first-year head coach Dylan Moran, who has his palms upward like, what else can we do? He walks the sideline, and Coach Cook applauding his team, rolling his hands, saying, let's run through the offense.
Cards up 31 here, looking to get to a running clock in short order.
They run the weave out on top, what Coach Cook wanted. Ashford has it right wing. Driving in, draws a double team, wraparound pass. J.P. Gaines with two ball fakes and put it up and in.
Just so patient and so clever with the pass from the baseline by Ashford.
Clark, they clear it out for him on the left side. Instead, now Donovan has it between the circle, back to Clark, left side. Drop it on the blocks, big Preston Blake's ball fake, put it up. That's four shots he's missed in the lane. Gaines with a rebound, throws a pass to Ashford. They leave him wide open, and he didn't want to shoot, but he pulls the trigger anyway, and coming away with the rebounded miss, it's Braxton Martin.
Had a good look.
Yeah, he didn't want to shoot it. It's kind of like, is anybody going to be open? And he just couldn't resist it. A nice pass in there, Clark, to Preston Blake. He missed again. Big guy got it here, and he leans in. They're going to get him for a charge. When things aren't going well, it's all compounded.
Yes, I tell you what, Preston Blake really, really frustrated there. He's missed about six right under the basket, and that time in an attempt to get one up, he just ran over the defender.
Well, and that could have been problems from Breland Morrison, who's playing with three fouls in the paint. Ashford hands it off to Morrison. Screen down, pop-out Gaines. Right wing, three by Rashawn Hampton. Shot it short, rebounded there by Breland Morrison. Morrison, he'll shoot a three. Missed it, got his own rebound, went straight back up and put it in. Hustle play, 2 points, second chance scoring.
And at the 4:10 mark, we have the 35 point lead here.
Lob pass into the paint. Morris trying to go up. He gets Montez Gay committed with a ball fake, and that foul will be on Gay. Montez picks up his first foul. That'll be the team's first of this third quarter. Midway through this third quarter, it's been four turnovers by Nicholas County in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter. At the line is Morris. His free throw is good. He is now 2 of 3 at the foul line for the Blue Jackets. Nicholas County brings back in Dylan Donovan, and Braxton Martin gets a breather. Coach Dylan Moran talking to his tall sophomore there. Another free throw, this one put up and in by Morris. Cards bring it up with a 35-point lead. Ashford at the left elbow. Backdoor cut to Gaines, who missed at the rim. Ashford going for his sixth assist, and J.P. would like to have that one back.
He sure
beautifully
would.
Timed pass. Donovan He lulls him to sleep with a lot of dribbling, and he went baseline and put it up and in. He just dribbled enough, and he's got 10 in the game. Cards, Ashford has it, top of the key, pass over to Morrison. Morrison off a down screen, dribbled into a trouble, and he turned it over. Here's a slam dunk attempt by Wyatt Clark. He missed a two-hand jam, but Nicholas County gets it back. Donovan dribbling with that right hand. Tried to get by the defense, and Montez Gay with a steal. Three on one. Gay over to Hampton. Rayshon missed at the rim. Morrison tipped it. Got it back. A lot of contact. No call. Tipped out. Batted around, and here comes Nicholas County. Clark leans into Ashford. Puts up the shot, and he'll go to the line. A lot of action. Not much scoring.
Not much scoring, but you've got two teams rip-roaring up and down the court, doing what they can to try to score.
Second foul on GRC as a club here in the third quarter at the foul line. Wyatt Clark, his free throw is off the back iron. Leading scorer on the season for Nicholas County, kind of having his problems, and good teams will do that to you. He's a jumping jack. He's 6'1" and jumped up there with two hands to dunk it. It was an elevation. He just didn't finish. He goes one of two at the line here. Eli Craig comes in. Rayshon Hampton goes out. Rayshon with 9 points in the game, hit three threes in the first quarter. Gives you a lot of energy. Good hustle man. Ashford between the circle, passes over to Montez Gay, hit his last three, but this one shot short. Eli Craig got the rebound, wrap around to Gaines. JP missed in deep. Got it in the paint, but couldn't finish. Going the other way as Donovan puts up a runner, and he got fouled in the process. That foul will be on J.P. Gaines. He, like Breland Morrison, picks up his third. Inside of 2 minutes to play here in the third with the Cardinals up 30. It is Donovan's free throw. That's good. That is Maddox Donovan. He has 11 in the game, 3 of 3 at the foul line. Another free throw coming. Coach Cook kneeling in front of his bench, talking to his players. Second free throw missed. Gay with a rebound. Here comes Ashford. Ashford attacks. Now he pulls it out on the dribble. Passes right side. Craig got a screen from Gaines over to Gay. Three-point shot off the rim. Morrison kept it alive, batted around. Eli Craig got it. He's in the paint. Needs to get out. Backdoor cut to J.P. Gaines. Put it up and in. J.P. missed two shots that were much easier than the one he made there, and they're going to call him for a charge, so that'll be his fourth foul, team fourth, and the seventh turnover by GRC.
Yeah, tough call there. That it looked like the defender may not quite have been set. But, again, the pass put him in no man's land.
It did. It did. He made a harder shot than the two he missed earlier. And I think Nicholas County, probably a player pushed his own player into JP, but the official saw it the other way, and we're going with a minute 16 to play here in the third. Got time on the floor doing some housekeeping. Let me run down the scoring. 21 in the game for Malachi Ashford. We've got 8 for J.P. Gaines, 10 points for Montez Gay, 4 in the game for Breland Morrison, 9 scored by Rayshon Hampton, 8 points for Eli Craig, 2 points for Maddox Campbell, 3 for Gunnar Woods. Hampton Taylor's played but failed to score. That gives you the individual rundown as we're back ready to go. Nicholas County with the ball. They'll bring it the length of the floor, and one of the few times the Cardinals have given them a break. They drop back in the half court and go man-to-man. Bounce pass, left elbow. Morrison going to try to run off the post. They hand it off to Clark. Clark on the curl, turnaround fade away, missed from 10. Gaines with another rebound. Out to Ashford. Malachi behind the back dribble. Finds Breland Morrison, bluffed a three, put it on the floor. Now he's going to try to go baseline, and one-on-one, he couldn't handle it. Out of bounds, it'll go back to Nicholas County.
Searching for that baseline, maybe a little too hard on that one.
Clark will walk it up. He's between the circles. They run Donovan on the baseline, but Malachi Ashford nearly came up with a steal, and Clark trying to get it, and he will roll around on the floor and call a timeout with 29 seconds to play here in the third. And Bobby's got a message he'll share with us.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends December 31.
Thank you, Bobby. It's 65-36. The Cardinals leading Nicholas County here in boys action. The girls pick up a win down in Jackson, Tennessee. And they pick up a win over a team out of Tennessee, and they move their record. It's perfect. They win 50-36. Catch up on our broadcast schedule. Tuesday, we've got a boys game. It'll be GRC playing Harrison County at home. Then on Friday, should be a dandy, Frederick Douglass and GRC girls. That one is 7:30 tip time. So the boys will be involved in Stockyards Bank Challenge. That'll be somewhere, I think that's up in Moorhead.
9 o'clock, and we'll have that on our air also. We just won't be calling it.
Nicholas County with the ball. Perimeter passing by the Blue Jackets. They spread the floor. Wyatt Clark has it. Clock at 10. Now at 9. Gets a screen, lost it. He can't pick it back up, he doesn't think. They wasted a lot of clock and chasing it down in the backcourt. Now Wyatt Simons to Clark, and they didn't get a shot off. And you know he called a full timeout to say, guys, let's pretend. Let's look at this like we have to get a shot off. We're in a game where it's a one-point game and we need a shot, and they failed to execute. Well, things happen, and it's a big lead for the Cards. 65-36, Bobby and I will be back. Fourth and final quarter coming up in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Cardinals with the ball to begin the fourth quarter as Eli Craig drives into the paint. Scoop shot up and under. 360 around the rim, and it drops. Craig in double figures for the first time this year. He's got 10.
Good job of drop stepping there once he got in front of the basket and curled it in.
Backdoor cut. Martin, who checked back in for Nicholas County, elevates in the paint. And a little jump hook there. After sitting out most of the third quarter, don't understand that, but I'm not their coach. He's got 15 in the game. Howard with the ball. Abram Howard, the 10th player to play in this game, and Eli Craig had an idea to throw it to Maddox Campbell, who didn't cut to the baseline, and it's, Bobby said, didn't zig when he wanted to zag, so
well, and that's
turn
those,
it over.
Yeah, that's why you want these guys out there under the gun playing like that, because they can learn each other better as a result.
They work off Morris at the elbow, high post, and he gives it to Wyatt Clark, who launched a fadeaway. He missed the three, chased down by Simons, and a running start there by Morris, and the official right on it. He looks at the crowd and says, let me call it. And he got it right.
Yeah, Morris had a little traveling music on that one.
The Card 5 on the floor, Gunnar Woods with the ball, Abram Howard, also Montez Gay, Eli Craig, and Maddox Campbell. And there's a nice three-point shot put up and in by Abram Howard.
Got it on the wing and was able to stroke it after a nice pass from Craig at the post.
Cardinals 12 of 25 from the three-point shot, man-to-man defense. With it now is Donovan. They run Martin through and blocked by Maddox Campbell. Lead pass down to Eli Craig. Behind the back, tried to save it in. Cards turn it back over. length of the floor pass to Martin. He is stripped by Gunnar Woods as Martin had thoughts of dunking and trying to excite the crowd. Gunnar Woods had other thoughts.
Well, he did a good job of running the floor there to get that out of his hands before he was able to take it up, because he was ahead of the pack.
It'll be possession to Nicholas County as Hampton Taylor checks in for Montez Gay. Entry pass into Martin, caught it at the elbow, drives in, and he had a mismatch as he had Abram Howard on him and took him to the rim. Howard fouled, trying to strip the ball. That'll be the first on Howard, the first in this quarter. 5:25 to play in this game. Cards with the 70-38 lead. Martin's free throw. Got to practice on that. He's 53% on the season. He made his first four in the game. Now he's missed his last three. He has another free throw coming. Shoots them kind of flat, and they both hit off the back iron. Maddox Campbell with a rebound for GRC. Hands it off to Abram Howard. And into the front court. Three-point shot by Gunnar Woods, rims off, and a good block out by Martin, who claimed the rebound, and here come the Blue Jackets. Martin trailing the play, took it from Clark, bounced pass to Morris, got it in deep, and a quick release, put it up and in. It had to be quick.
Yeah, it did, yeah. He did a good job of drawing the defense just enough in order to get that assist.
Howard throws it on the right wing to Craig. Craig looking, passes left side. Now Howard tries to penetrate over to Taylor. Taylor just touches it quickly and gets it back to Howard. High post pass to Maddox Campbell. Turnaround 15-footer rolled off the rim. Would have liked seeing him make that one.
Yep.
Martin, the other way, dribbles it off his foot, but it's picked up by the Blue Jackets. And Donovan elected not to attack. Instead, he leaves it out on top to Wyatt Clark. So Coach Dylan Moran's got his guys still running through their offense. Morris has it right wing. They try to post up Martin. Hampton Taylor on him, and they got Taylor with a foul as he had a couple of forearms in the back of Braxton Martin. That foul on Taylor, his first, team second.
On Taylor, his first, team second. In the game for Nicholas County, number 33, Katie Smith.
Smith into the game, a 6'5 sophomore, played a lot of JV minutes. Nice-looking player for Nicholas County. They've got some size. They just have had trouble scoring. Of course, a lot of teams will against Clark. Three-point shot missed. Hamp Taylor pulls down the rebound for GRC. Maddox Campbell hands it off. Gunnar Wood steps into a three. Didn't go down. Fight for the rebound. It'll go to Nicholas County. 3.5 minutes to play in the game. Cards up 30. They got this running clock and have just maintained that lead. Nicholas County Blue Jackets walk it up into the front court. Top of the key with it. Morris passes over to Wyatt Clark. Tried to get into the paint. Missed it. He's tired. He just barely holding on to the ball as the Cards double team him as he got down there in no man's land. And you can look at the fatigue on his face. He played a lot of minutes, and everybody from Rashad Hampton to Ashford, they've worn him down.
He has been tracked this evening.
They have worn him down. He's not moving well without the ball even now. They're going to throw it to him out on top. Clark skip pass over there. First touch of the ball for the big guy Smith, and he gets rid of it to Martin. Martin one-on-one. Instead, he'll raise with a three. That one's missed, and Maddox Campbell with another rebound to add to his total. Campbell passes left baseline. Craig got a step on the defense and threw a pass that hit the baseline. It'll be a turnover Cards. Jacob Smith comes into the game.
Number one, Caden Leggett.
Leggett in for Nicholas County. Smith, a 6'3 senior player for the Cardinals, got in the last game. He comes in this one. With 2:10 to play and the clock rolling. Cards with a 30-point lead. Wyatt Clark over there to Braxton Martin, driving in, elevating, spinning, shooting. He'll go to the line. He had Gunnar Woods on him, a mismatch size-wise. And that foul on Woods will be his first. Team third of this. Martin at the free throw line. He made his first four. He's missed his last four. And this one rattles in.
Braxton Martin,
16 points in the game for Martin. He got 13 of those in the first half. He's on his season average, the former Cardinal player. He makes both free throws here. Howard brings it up for the Cards. Howard, Smith, Taylor has it, top of the key. Craig and Woods. Eli with a catch and shoot three off the back iron. Gunner Woods got it. There comes a shoe flying off, and Eli Craig will shoot it with only one shoe on, and he hit it.
Yeah, he doesn't need but one because he's got both feet on the floor.
So that shoe come flying off. A little bit of an equipment issue, and Craig, with a smile that goes ear to ear, he walks over to the bench to put his shoe on. And Cards are going to bring in a player, Abe Mullins, and coach told him, peel that shirt off. He had to take his warm-up off, and we knew we brought Josh in here.
Yeah, got him in here for a reason. That's right.
We went to get the shirt from Mullins. So if you rode the bus, you're pretty much in the game with a minute to go. They pass it down the post. Blake throws a pass that Smith has, trying to body up, jump hook in the lane, goes up and in, shoots it over Mullins. Those two guys met each other a lot in the JV game. Chase Pace, catch and shoot three from the left wing, way out on the floor. It's missed and going the other way. Nicholas County, shaky with the ball handling and coming up with the steal. Woods over there to Jacob Smith, driving, shooting, scoring. So Smith, the senior, gets a bucket.
How about that?
I'm glad to see that. 20 seconds, clock rolling. Nicholas County with the ball, Cards up big. Perimeter passing. Here's Smith beyond the arc. Entry pass into Preston Blake, and the big guy finally gets a bucket. And Blake makes a bucket at the horn as he played a lot of minutes and finally got one to fall. Horn sounds, game over. Cards win in a final. It's GRC pushing their record to 4-0. They win this one running away 75-46 over Nicholas County. 75-46 final. Bobby and I'll be back. We'll recap the game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up on a post-game show back in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
GRC Cardinal boys team picks up a win this evening on the road up at Nicholas County in a final. The Cardinals win 75-46, 4-0 record now for GRC. on the early part of the season with the loss of the Blue Jackets. They go now to 2-3 under first-year head coach Dylan Moran. For the Cards, head coach Josh Cook, he is now 4-0 against Nicholas County as a Cardinal boys basketball head coach. Picks up win number 309 in his career, win number 194 as far as wins at GRC. So the Cardinals in a final 75-46. Bobby, is about as hot as shooting as I've seen three-point shooting for GRC. So they set the tone early with outside shooting, and that right. just really it just took the heart out of the Blue Jackets.
Well, when you make your first four and four of your first five shots overall and jump out to a 17-4 lead, then the game is pretty much yours to lose from that point because you have control, and although you have to play for another 27 or 8 minutes, chances are if you're that hot early, you're going to be able to sustain that to a degree, and they hardly ever let up.
In the Cards, again, head coach Josh Cook played 9 guys, actually 10 total in the first half, and got a lot of his players in the ball game as they roll big over Nicholas County. Looking at some of the numbers in this, 13 of 30 three-point shooting for the Cards. They were 10 of 18 at halftime, so a little bit more fast-paced play in the second with a lot of different players. 1 of 10 for Nicholas County in behind-the-arc shooting. 14 turnovers by the Blue Jackets, 11 turnovers for the Cardinals. Second-chance scoring, it was a 9-0 edge for GRC. Fast break scoring, it was a 13-2 edge for the Cardinals in that area. GRC did not go to the foul line in the second half. They finished the game 4 of 6 at the free throw stripe. The Blue Jackets go to the free throw stripe 10 times in each half, shooting 13 of 20 overall in this game. Leading scorer for the Blue Jackets, former Cardinal player Braxton Martin. He had 17 points, 13 of those in the first half. 11 points for Maddox Donovan, also in double figures. Other scoring for the Blue Jackets, 9 for Lincoln Morrison, 5 points for Wyatt Clark, who played a lot of minutes, 2 points each for Caden Smith and Preston Blake. A host of other Blue Jacket players played but failed to score. For the Cardinals, the GRC led in scoring this game, as has been on the season, Malachi Ashford, 21 points. He had 19 of his 21 in the first half of play. Other scoring, 13 points off the bench for Eli Craig. Eli hit 3 3-pointers in this basketball game this evening. He has 13 points, 10 in the game for Montez Gay, 9 points scored by Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon got all of those on 3-point shots, got all of those in the first quarter of play. Other scoring, 8 points for J.P. Gaines and a good game on the backboards as well. 4 points for Breland Morrison. You had 3 points scored each by Gunnar Woods and Abram Howard. Each of those guys hit a 3. 2 points in the game for Maddox Campbell and also Jacob Smith. You had Hampton Taylor, Chase Pace, Abe Mullins all played. Tried to get Haddon Cecil in, but time ran out. Those guys played but failed to score. Cards win 75-46 here at Carlisle at Nicholas County High. We'll take a 1-minute break and we'll wrap it up after this 1-minute break.
Country Time Motors has earned their reputation as the best automotive dealership in the area with excellent sales and service to their customers. Country Time Motors offers their lifetime warranty protection program with no document or processing fees and unparalleled financing options. Integrity, honesty, and a desire to serve your transportation need with premium cars, trucks, and SUVs. You're number one with Country Time Motors. Country Time Motors, just off I-64, exit 96. In Winchester.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids.
Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Cardinals win this one. GRC boys team, they move their record to 4-0 with a 75-46 win. We are told quite some distance away in another time zone as well, down in Jackson, Tennessee. The Cardinal girls team, they win in a final in their ball game, 50-36, over a team out of the Memphis area, number 7 ranked in their area, 4A. Division school. So congratulations to Coach Graham and his girls picking up a couple of wins down there at Jackson. That is a hotbed city for basketball down there in Jackson, Tennessee. Used to be the home of the NAIA Girls National Championship, as the Omen Arena served as the venue for that. So congratulations to Coach Graham and also to Coach Cook. His team wins, both boys and girls team wins today. Head coach Josh Cook coming up here, and we'll have some coaches' comments afterwards. And Coach Cook moved to 4-0. You got a good win. Again, 10 guys played or got in the game in the first half, and you're playing a lot of guys, and they're giving you good minutes.
Yeah, the guys are, you know, coming in, and we're still trying to figure some things out. My guys are going in doing their jobs. You know, the one thing is when you start doing that, you're, you know, you get your bench guys going. That still means your main guys still got to do their job, too. So, well, it's a good experience. I mean, you got to be thankful for it because, you know, you get to get in a little bit of foul trouble. You know, Breland picks up 3, and, you know, it's a good time. It's December, and, with 2, I said, I'm going to play and see. And, you know, you get 3, and those are things we scouted and talked about. And, you know, Ray was in foul trouble, too.
Sure.
So, and that's mainly, young kids don't always understand that.
Sure.
You get in foul trouble, they got to be smart. And work on it, but it's a good opportunity for other guys to get in, get minutes, and develop.
This this gym was a very nice gym. It was very clean and well-maintained,
awesome.
And it must have some good shooting depth perception because GRC shot extremely well, especially in this ball game. Your team's shooting 51% as a team, but, man, I don't know when you've had such a good night.
Yeah, we're shooting it when we just, you know, we advance the ball and find guys. And then we got guys now, you know, then guys will – get in the mood, and then they won't take shots. I mean, it's a good shot and a bad. The one thing we're trying to stress to them is to advance the ball up the floor and fill lanes, and you're going to step into easier shots. And then sometimes we're holding it too long. We'll be right next to the rim and then be too unselfish about it. So there's a line that they're trying to figure out that that leads to a high percentage, in my opinion. But it's, you know, if they'll share the basketball and do those things. I think one time we had a 4-on-2, and I don't think anybody's really just, hey, I'm trying to get 2 points, but 4-on-2, you've got to pass to the floor and feel. Should be probably 2 passes and a layup or an easy shot for somebody.
Yeah, that's, and the thing about it is, I'm far removed from a teenager, but boy, as a player, you kind of wanted to. If you got your guys thinking about the other man, that's a big part of the battle.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it is. It's the most important thing in just nowadays time. And but we, that's where our program's been successful, is sharing the basketball, not worrying so much about. We've had great, some of the best players in the state of Kentucky, but they've not played to get an average. They've played to win basketball games and make sure their team's better. And, you know, and this team is doing the same, and it's a process learning those things. And you know, but in the end, it gives you a chance in the postseason to make a run.
You're scoring a lot of points in these games, and you're getting a lot of guys in. You're scoring a lot of points. We'll let you go. What did you achieve tonight other than picking up the win, and did you get what you wanted?
Yeah, you know, for us, I mean, you know, they got a really good player in Clark. To make him,
he was winded. He was
be able to do that, because that is something we have to do in our region to be effective. There's a lot of good one-on-one players. For us to be able to use that defense and rotate and use bodies and guys to do that, that's great for us. We saw a different style of defense.
This was
and our bench got better. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's kind of the thing, is the way it goes. Is, I mean, some games, some guys, you know, you want guys to get better. So, and it's like I said, this was my favorite comment in the locker room that we were talking about. Like, Breland's in foul trouble, right?
Yeah.
Well, that happened at Campbell County.
Yeah.
And without our bench guys being doing their job, playing at a high level, now Breland was the hero in that Campbell County game. He came in and made phenomenal plays in that fourth.
Yeah. Late,
but without your bench, and then guys have an opportunity to have success and confidence, you don't get that moment. So that should, you know, that's got to register with our Bounder team.
And you played a team that had good size today.
Yeah.
It's a small school as far as pupil personnel number, but they had three guys on that front line. They were all big guys. So you got that in as well. Well, Coach, you had Eli shooting that three with that one shoe on, and I guess I hadn't seen that in a while. I don't know, but that went in. You got some fans down here today.
Yeah, I mean, our fan base is great. I mean, it's a very passionate place, and you know, a lot.
You even got your family traveling today.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
That means a lot. So she don't have to, but I'm not sure my daughter is she's a big fan of me, but I can't say that she is there. She's a huge basketball girl yet. So.
Hey, I tell you, Christmas is coming up and everything. You'd be a fan of everything.
Yeah, I might have to bump $20 off of you. So.
You could take it. Coach Cook, we'll let you go. Have a great weekend. Your team's 4-0, and we'll look to get with you next week.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Josh Cook, his team wins. They move to 4-0 as he's got Harrison County coming up on Tuesday. And, again, congratulations to Coach Graham. The girls' team continues to win as well. So both teams playing good basketball here as we get ready for next week. Bobby, I'll see you. You have a great rest of the weekend. And
going to do it. Yes,
we'll
sir.
Hook up on Tuesday.
Tuesday night, a good Harrison County regional rival coming into GRC Arena. Get out there, folks. It'll be a dandy.
That's going to do it from Nicholas County. Again, Cards win big here on the road. For onside engineer, producer Hayes McMakin, thank you. Also back at the station, Tommy Mullen. Super job. Much appreciated. Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening and have a great rest of the weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.